Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. Sheriff's deputies have taken 21-year-old Phoenix King into custody, the primary suspect in a homicide that occurred in the area of Route 255 and New Navy Base Road on Sunday. Deputies located a 41-year-old male victim with injuries later determined to be from a crossbow. They then located a 44-year-old deceased male who suffered a single arrow to the face. The victims themselves were homeless and living in an encampment for several months, and it is believed that King and his 16-year-old female accomplice shot the victims because they thought they had stolen items from their camp. Eureka police are investigating a fatal traffic collision that claimed the life of 33-year-old Melissa Hughbanks on Sunday morning. Police and fire units responded to a two-car collision at the intersection of California and Clark Streets and found Hughbanks inside her pickup truck with severe head trauma after a vehicle collided with another car. Hughbanks was taken to the hospital but later died as a result of her injuries. The couple in the other car, driver Knut Franberg and his passenger Anna Anderson, both from Sweden, were uninjured in the collision. Police believe Franberg failed to yield to the Toyota truck driven by Hughbanks at the intersection and slammed into the driver's side of the truck, knocking it into a parked car when it overturned. Hughbanks was not wearing a seatbelt at the time, and that may have contributed to the severity of the injuries she suffered. The California Highway Patrol arrested an Arcata man following a deadly crash on Highway 36 on Saturday night, in which 28-year-old Arcata resident Jane Goodearl lost her life. The driver, 29-year-old Zachary Glasgow, was headed westbound on 36 when he crossed into oncoming traffic and collided with a truck driven by 35-year-old Dustin Watson of Petrolia. Goodearl was Glasgow's passenger, and she was pronounced dead at the scene by medical personnel. After receiving treatment, Glasgow was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence and was booked into county jail on felony charges. The Eureka Police Department responded to St. Bernard's Catholic School today after learning of a student who picked up a bottle and attempted to throw it in the trash, but when it slipped out of his hand, it hit the ground and caused a minor explosion. No students were hurt in the incident, and it is believed that the bottle contained vinegar and aluminum foil, two items that create an explosive chemical reaction. St. Bernard's staff will be searching the school every morning to look for suspicious objects, and the Eureka Police Department suggests that children should not pick up other people's trash. The Corral Fire continues to burn in the Trinity Alps Wilderness as fire crews make significant progress containing the blaze that has scorched over 12,000 acres. More than 600 personnel remain on scene to combat the fire, which now stands at 79% containment. The fire is staying within the containment lines, and while some hot spots remain, they pose no threat to the integrity of the line. Road closures on the Hoopa Valley Indian Reservation have been lifted, but smoke and air quality are still a concern. St. Joseph and Redwood Memorial Hospital staff and volunteers have donated new backpacks filled with school supplies to more than 100 lucky children in Humboldt County. They began their annual backpack drive in early August. One nurse in St. Joseph Hospital's medical surgical unit donated more than 35 backpacks. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Eureka Police Department has begun a month-long campaign to target impaired and dangerous drivers on city streets and kicked off that campaign with a DUI and driver's license checkpoint on Saturday night at 4th and Commercial Streets. Two drivers were arrested on suspicion of DUI, and one driver was cited for driving with an open container of alcohol in the car. Three drivers were given field sobriety tests and released. Three vehicles were impounded, and three other drivers were cited for driving without a license or for driving on a suspended license. And Eureka police arrested 54-year-old Eureka resident Bobby Ray Wilson on Saturday night after he was identified as a suspect in a robbery at the Patriot gas station on Broadway. Police found Wilson at the Stop and Shop Market on Wabash after viewing surveillance video from the gas station in which Wilson pulls an unidentified object from his pocket, covers it with a newspaper, and demands items from the cashier. Wilson then left with the stolen items. Wilson was later spotted by a patrol officer, contacted and arrested, and booked into jail on robbery charges. And you can now follow us on Twitter at KINS News. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.